Okay, thank you. It's recording.
Cheers, thank you very much. Welcome everybody to this meeting of Charlton's Cabinet. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available by the Council's website. In addition, under the Local Authorities Executive Arrangements, Meetings and Access Information England Regulation 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. We move to item one, which is apologies.
Councillor Jones.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Item two is disclosures of pecuniary interest and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Nothing to declare. Thank you very much. Item three is leaders' announcements. Today I have an announcement to make, and I'll just read out this short statement. I would like to place on record my thanks and Cabinet's thanks to all the agencies, organisations, council staff and volunteers who have helped our local communities during the floods last week. We have seen some of the worst flooding in Charlton for years affect the borough, with many homes and businesses affected. We worked hard as a council to respond and support communities, and we will continue that work in the coming weeks and months. I would also like to thank the community for rallying around and helping each other during these difficult times. It was heartwarming and inspiring to see the voluntary work, parcel collections and fundraising taking place to help those who have been hit the hardest by these floods. The Council will continue to support the recovery of the most affected areas. We will also support investigations into why the flooding happened and any resulting need for future flood protection measures. Item four is minutes of the previous meeting, which I have here. Does anybody have anything to add or question on the minutes? If not, can I have a proposal and a second?
I propose we accept the minutes.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much. I'll sign these later. Item five, questions in the Cabinet Procedure 10.7. No questions were submitted to this Cabinet at this, for today, which then takes us to item six, which is the Corporate Strategy 2024 to 2028, plus the Scrutiny Commission report to it. With me to help with this report, I have Rob Mitchell, the Chief Executive, and Helen Draffen, Head of Transformation Strategy and Performance, on the report, and also Councillor Shona Rattray, who is the Chair of Scrutiny. Councillor Rattray, I will come to you in a second. I'm just going to go to the officers first, and then I'll come to yourself, okay? Rob,
thank you, Leader. Just to say, obviously, this is a key document for the organisation. It sets the strategic direction for us. It will be further developed through the annual business plan, which will specify a number of different tasks, actions within it that we will look to deliver. I think this document gives us the range of ambition, but also tethers what we're doing to the, you know, issues and parameters we have around funding and capacity. So I think it's a very clear signal of intent to try and move things forward in terms of the corporate direction, Leader.
Brilliant, thank you very much. Helen, anything to add?
Only to add that Cabinet will be familiar with the document. You've been heavily involved in the development of it over the last few months. The version that we are presenting to Cabinet is a Word version, as you will have seen a little slice of. There is a designed version that will come through ready for launch in April.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leader.
Thank you. I'll go to Councillor Rattray next from the Scrutiny Commission, and then we'll come to questions, is that okay? Councillor Rattray.
As Chair of the Scrutiny Commission, I can confirm that the Commission welcomes and supports the recommendations set out in the report of the Chief Executive. Brief discussions were had with regards to the corporate strategy, and members were keen to know how the strategy would be implemented. The Commission were informed that the corporate delivery plan would follow on and had been identified as a pre-decision scrutiny item. The Commission carefully considered the report and felt Cabinet should approve and recommendations.
Thank you very much for that. Any questions for Councillor Rattray? Thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. Thank you very much for that. Any questions on the report or to officers about the report or to myself? No question. Thank you very much. Therefore, I just want to thank all the work that's gone into producing this report. I know it's taken a long time, as it things should, because it's such an important document for us, and we want to make sure we get it right and the things right as well of what we want as a council to deliver to the people of the borough, but also to make sure we look after our staff and make Charnwood a great place for people to work in and to deliver services in. So I will move the recommendations for reasons 1 to 3 on the agenda page 13. So recommendation 1 to 3 for the reasons 1 to 3 on the agenda page 13. Can I have a second, please?
A second.
Thank you very much. All in favour? Thank you, that's unanimous. Cheers, thank you very much. I'll move to item 7, which is the Covington Neighbourhood Plan. I've got Richard Bennett, Head of Planning and Growth, joining us online to assist with the report, and I've got Councillor Jadeja to introduce the report first. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader. Just to say that the Cosington planning is a positive, so the neighbourhood planning in Charlotte generally has been a success story. With the commitment this council has made to supporting community plan making, 10 parish councils have adopted the neighbourhood plans, and a further 2 are well underway in their preparation. The Cosington neighbourhood plan has followed the statutory process, as you would expect, and has been examined by an independent person to ensure that the plan meets with the legal and regulatory requirements. The examiner recommended that the plan proceed to public referendum, subject to specific modifications made to the plan, which were made with the agreement of the parish council. The referendum was held on the 30th of November 2023, and we asked the question, was asked to the community, do you want a Charnwood Borough Council to use the neighbourhood plan for Cosington Parish to help it decide planning applications in the neighbourhood area? And pleased to report that there was 90.8% yes to that vote. Under the regulations, the Cabinet must consider making the plan, i.e. adopt it, to add to the development for Charnwood. This will mean that planning applications are decided having regard to its policies alongside the adopted core strategy and the saved policies of the Charnwood Borough local plan and the emerging local plan, unless material considerations indicate otherwise. The Cosington neighbourhood plan is appended to the report, and the Cabinet are invited to consider making the plan under the provisions of the Planning Act. So I move the recommendation on page 29.
Richard, would you like to add anything further to what Councillor Jadeja has said?
Nothing further to say. Thank you, Leader.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Do we have any questions on the report to either Councillor Jadeja or to Richard? I just wanted to say and thank the people of Cosington Parish for the work that they've done to make this plan. 90.8%, 90% is an endorsement, and it shows how important planning is that to normal ordinary people. And I think the thing, sensible thing for us to do is to consider this neighbourhood plan and ask for it to be adopted along with all our other plans as well. But also encourage those parishes that haven't a neighbourhood plan at the moment in time to consider one as well, so we have more in the borough. Councillor Jada, back to yourself.
Yes, so thank you, Leader. So I move recommendation on page 29.
Thank you. Cheers, thank you very much. Can I have a second, please? Thank you very much, Councillor Patchell. All in favour? It's unanimous, thank you. We move to item 8, which is Charnwood Grants Strategic Partners 2024-25 to 2025-26, and the Scrutiny Commission report. We have with us Peter Oliver, Director of Housing and Wellbeing, and online Verity Graham, Communities and Wellbeing Manager, to help present and assist with the report. And first I'll turn to Councillor Blatchford to introduce the report.
Thank you, Leader. It's been a very great pleasure to, since taking on this brief, to get to know the different strategic partners, and I'm very pleased to have this report to Verity Council.
Cheers, thank you very much. Peter or Verity, anything to add?
Not from me, thank you, Leader.
Thank you very much. Cheers, thank you very much. I'm going to ask Councillor Rattray to present the Scrutiny Commission's report.
Yep, no problem, thank you, Leader. So as Chair of Scrutiny, I can confirm that the Commission welcomes and supports the recommendation set out in the report of the Director of Housing and Wellbeing. During discussions, members expressed how valuable the Falcon Centre was for the Borough and asked why they were not a strategic partner. It was explained that the Falcon Centre had a separate SLA with the Housing Service. The Good Work Exercise and Volunteer Centre was discussed, but it was explained that the transport service provided by them did not align with the requirements of the strategic partner grant. They can, of course, still apply for our community grants programme. It's great to see we are planning to continue working closely with the great organisations on our strategic partners list. The Commission carefully considered the report and felt Cabinet should approve the recommendations set out.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. Do Cabinet members have any questions for Councillor Rattray? No, thank you very much, Councillor Rattray, for that. Councillor Blatchford, back to yourself.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Councillor Rattray for her report. Move officer recommendations 1 to 3 for reasons 1 to 3 are on agenda pages 36 to 37.
Brilliant, thank you very much. Before we go to that, I'm going to ask Cabinet members if they've got any questions or officer report. Apologies, it's my fault for skipping a step. Cabinet members, any questions on the report itself? If not, I've just got one short thing to add, and just to say that this gives certainty to these organisations over the next 2 years. We're not looking to reduce any money at all. And yes, it's disappointing that we haven't been able to fund the Syston community voluntary sector, but that wasn't a decision. That's just because it didn't fit in with what the strategic partner grant was for. So there's a pot to be allocated for the second year. So we would look to either distribute that amongst our strategic partners or look for a smaller strategic partner that might potentially be able to help going forward. So all that money will go out there into the community to be spent by them. Okay. Thank you very much. Councillor Blatchford, to yourself.
If I may, Leader, it was a discussion with Syston Volunteer Centre and they made the decision not to apply.
Cheers,
so it's not that we've held any funding to them. So thank you very much, Leader. I'd like to move the officer recommendations 1 to 3 for reasons 1 to 3 on agenda pages 36 to 37.
Cheers, thank you very much. Do I have a second, please? Thank you very much, Councillor Terry. All in favour? Thank you very much, that's unanimous. Item 9 is the declassification of properties designated for allocation to people aged over 45. I might have to declare an interest here. The Scrutiny Commission report. I have Peter Oliver again with myself, Director of Housing and Wellbeing, and Katie Moore, Head of Strategic Housing, to present and assist with the report. And firstly, I'll go to Councillor Hamilton to introduce the report.
Thank you, Leader. This is something that's been discussed for some time, I believe. So the situation we have is we've got over 1,000 properties, which is about 20% of our stock, that has an age restriction of 45+. Now, these aren't especially adaptable in many ways. Just historically, there was a reason to put an age restriction. So we're now looking at lifting that age restriction for reason basically of quality legislation and also help to deal with voids. It's going to be done in a phased manner. It's been well discussed around. It's been discussed at the Housing Management Advisory Board, and they were fine with it. There's going to be kind of managed communication with tenants. There's going to be resource input in place to deal with concerns. So obviously, if you're changing your age mix, there might be some concerns about, say, social behaviour. That's being dealt with resource to manage that, and it's going to be done in an orderly phase fashion starting from this summer. So I think it's something, basically I think we actually probably have to do it, because if someone challenged it, I don't think we legally could justify it. And also we should be mindful that there will still be age-restricted properties 60 plus. It won't affect those. This is this category of properties that are 45 plus, and you'll find them listed on Appendix 1 at page 73 of where these age restrictions are. You see, it'll be done in four phases starting from this summer.
Brilliant, thank you very much, Councillor Hampton. Peter, anything further to add?
No, thank you, Leader, nothing to add.
Cheers, thank you very much. Katie, anything further to add?
No, thank you, nothing to add.
Cheers, thank you very much. I've got Councillor Rattray, Chair of Scrutiny, to present the scrutiny's report. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader. So as Chair of Scrutiny, I can confirm that the Commission welcomes and supports the recommendations set out in the report of the Director of Housing and Wellbeing. A relatively long but productive discussion was had with regards to this report. It was explained to members that we as an authority could be legally challenged in our current position to hold such a large quantity of houses, which excludes individuals purely based on age. It was explained that these properties do not have features which made them particularly suitable for people over 45 years. Members expressed concerns over the implications of the decision and requested that any issues arising from the change in classification be dealt with promptly and sensitively. Officers explained that the process would be phased and that any issues could be dealt with due to the increase in resource. Questions were asked about the procedures for allocating housing and were assured that there were mechanisms in place to support suitable allocations of, to help avoid antisocial behaviour and neighbour and community issues. The Commission were keen for clear communication with residents affected and suggested that the declassification be discussed at the Charnwood Housing Residents Forum. The Commission carefully considered the report and felt Cabinet should approve the recommendations set out.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. Any questions to Councillor Rattray on the Scrutiny Commission's report? Thank you very much for the report, Councillor Rattray. So, Cabinet members, any discussions on the report? Any questions for Councillor Hamilton or the officers?
Can I just make a point that the resident I get the most complaints about in my ward is certainly over 45. In fact, he's over 60. I'd just like to point that out.
Cheers, thank you very much. I think this is something that I think Scrutiny Commission have picked up on, Councillor Hamilton, and you yourself as well. It's something that we probably have to do. I can understand why the policy was in place historically, but moving forward, I don't think we can justify having such a high proportion of our housing stock. Especially when the waiting list is quite considerable. So it's one of those where actually I welcome Cabinet's input into this, because obviously we could have done it all at once, or we could have done it in phase, in step process, and that's what we're doing. So it won't be all the stock all at once, it will just be a phase process, which is hopefully will make it much more manageable and easier, a transition. Because I can understand the concerns that residents have out there of antisocial behaviour or neighbours that they're not used to or of that age category. It'll be interesting to see this time next year how it's embedded in or bedded in. So that'll be interesting to find out. Councillor Hamilton, back to yourself. Thank you.
So thank you, Leader. Also, as you state that, as Councillor Rattray said, there was a very good discussion at Scrutiny Commission, quite a lengthy one, and Robert managed to kind of answer to the satisfaction of the Scrutiny Commission. And I think that has to be recognised. So it was a good discussion. So basically, I'm asking, I'm proposing the recommendations on page 62. The papers for the reasons stated on page 63.
Okay, thank you very much. Can I have a seconder, please?
A second.
Thank you, Councillor Gray. All in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. We move to item 10, which is the decamp and disturbance policy. We have Peter Oliver again, Director of Housing and Wellbeing, present and assist with the report. But first, I'll move to Councillor Hamilton to introduce the report.
Thank you, Leader. This is kind of, I think, a fairly straightforward thing here, because this is about a policy that deals with when residents are having to be recanted, moved from the property, because things have to be done to the property that they can't reside in during that period of time, and how we deal with the financial consequences to tenants of doing that. My understanding is that there's processes in place already historically for dealing with it, but it's not been collated into an actual formal policy. This is now putting into a formal policy. It helps with transparency, it makes it kind of for everyone to see. There already has been budget provision for this historically, and it's just so that won't alter. So all it's doing is taking processes that have already been developed through time and making a formal policy.
Cheers, thank you very much. Peter, anything further to add?
No, thank you.
Thanks very much. Okay, brilliant. Cameron, any questions to the member of all the officers on the report? I just want to add that it's timely, this policy, based on what's happened in the previous week. But yeah, it's good to have something in place, because tenants do ask, and at least we've got clear guidelines of what procedures to follow, what policies to follow, and what will happen to them as well, which is quite good. And maybe we want to circulate this after we've adopted it to all councillors, because then they are aware, because 20, 30 households have been decanted into the tenant foundation. So it's one of those where actually people can read it and see what the policies are that we have. And I'm sure once the funding goes out for flooding and the inquiries come in, we'll probably get questions about extensions of rent free period or council tax relief. Those kind of questions will come in, so then refer them to the policy. Councillor Hampton, back to
yourself. Thank you, Leader. So I'm just proposing the recommendation on page 82 for the reason on page 82.
Yes, thank you very much for that. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Blackshaw. All in favour? Cheers, thank you, that's unanimous, thank you. Okay, I'll close the meeting now. Thank you very much, everybody,
who's
attended. Really appreciate it.